Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
All right, we have some major breaking news. Donald Trump, via Truth Social, has officially responded to Elon Musk's Epstein allegations, where 24 hours ago, Elon Musk sent out a tweet alleging that Donald Trump is in the Epstein files, and that is the real reason they have not been made public. Now, this tweet has gotten 1.2 million likes and over 200 million views, so you can safely assume Trump now feels like he's on the defense. The entire country is wondering how he's going to defend himself. And his answer was just not satisfactory. It was beyond that. His answer is creepy, and I want to dig a few layers deeper and really figure out what his answer is missing. We're going to talk about Epstein's lawyer. We're going to talk about the guy that got Epstein off and how Donald Trump helped this dude. But first, let's just start with Charlie Kirk's defense on his show today. Charlie Kirk is now, in an insane twist of events, saying, yeah, of course Trump was on the Epstein list. Who wasn't? Everyone in Palm Beach, Florida was.
Now, 10 years later, we're supposed to believe that it's going to be a smoking gun of something in the Epstein files. But what is in the Epstein files is, yes, President Donald Trump is probably mentioned. He was mentioned in the Epstein file dump back in February. You know why? He lived in Palm Beach. There's probably thousands of names in the Epstein files. Was he part of the Epstein client list? Absolutely not. That is complete nonsense. But to say that Donald Trump is not releasing the Epstein files because he's in them in some incriminating way, yes, it's very clear that if you live in Palm Beach, you might have been mentioned. And
what is this insane concession? I'm sorry. Charlie Kirk says things confidently and makes it seem like it's common sense, but he is just conceding right there. Of course the president of the United States, of course the guy I voted for is in the Epstein list. That's not normal. Not everybody in Palm Beach was in the Epstein list. Also, there are recordings of Epstein saying that him and Trump were best friends for 15 years. And Trump, in an interview, said, yeah, we all know Epstein likes them young. This was back in 2003. So no, Charlie Kirk, none of this is normal. The president is not engaging in normal activities, and the fact that you're defending him is absolutely absurd. It's very, very cult-like. Have you guys heard of Alexander Acosta? This is an incredibly, incredibly important part, and you always need to bring this up when talking about Trump and Jeffrey Epstein. Alexander Acosta was Trump's labor secretary. Trump nominated him in 2017. In 2017, Trump chose this guy. Now, if you want to go back to 2008, Alexander Acosta was a U.S. attorney for the Southern District of Florida, and he oversaw Jeffrey Epstein's original case for sexual abuse and things of the sort. The same thing he was caught for roughly a decade later in 2019 before he killed himself. Now, Acosta was then forced to resign in 2019 after Jeffrey Epstein was caught because when they reopened the Epstein investigation, they found that Alexander Acosta had been careless with the original 2008 investigation. They said he had exercised, quote, poor judgment in handling the investigation and allowing Epstein to get a plea deal that then allowed Epstein to continue to abuse. And then Donald Trump appointed this guy as the Secretary of Labor. What an absolutely disgusting person. And then he had to resign. This brings us on to Donald Trump's official response to Elon Musk's allegation. What Donald Trump decided to do was wait one day, see how bad the damage was, and then he realized, wow, this has 211 million views. And the one thing Elon did right in this thing is, you know, weaponize Trump's Achilles heel against him. Trump has a fan base that is very primed towards conspiratorial thinking and throwing people under the bus. So he's like, I'm going to weaponize that. The greatest conspiracy of all, it's not even a conspiracy, there is an Epstein list, but they think every single Democrat is on it. I'm going to flip that and reverse it and show them that Trump is truly on it. And by the way, it's not a conspiracy. Trump is on it, but it's the perfect seed to plant in the brain of MAGA. Before we jump into this Trump post, if you learn something new about Alexander Acosta and Donald Trump's connection to Epstein, make sure you drop a like, drop a blue heart to help boost this, and just read how creepy this post is. Donald Trump on Truth Social reposted David Schoen, and this says, I was hired to lead Jeffrey Epstein's defense as his criminal lawyer 9 days before he died. He sought my advice for months before that. I can say authoritatively, unequivocally, and definitively that he had no information to hurt President Trump. I specifically asked him, something about this is incredibly creepy. You were talking to Epstein about Trump 9 days before Epstein died? Who was the president at this time in 2019? Oh, wait, it was Donald Trump. Donald Trump was definitively, authoritatively, and unequivocally, if you want to use those words, the president of the United States when Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. Now, I'm of the opinion that he did kill himself, but Donald Trump was the president of the United States when this all went down. And you were talking to him 9 days before? The conspiracy theorists would go crazy. They would foam at the mouth if this was any Democrats. But David Schoen posts this odd thing that's just creepy and honestly makes Trump seem worse. Sorry. David Schoen didn't post this. The president of the United States himself reposted it. Why is the president of the United States fending off Epstein allegations when we have, number one, multiple peace deals falling through between Russia and Ukraine? There wasn't even a peace deal. Russia broke it immediately. You have peace deals falling through with India and Pakistan and Israel and Gaza. You also have deals falling through with every single country regarding trade. And then inside the country, domestically, your big ugly bill is also falling through because of Elon Musk. And while all of this is happening, Donald Trump is fending off Epstein allegations while Charlie Kirk is tripping over himself to defend Donald Trump. And Alexander Acosta is getting swept under the rug by MAGA because they want to keep blinders on and they don't understand what actually happened here. But look at this. Does anyone else think this post has the exact opposite effect of what Trump wants? I mean, he thinks this is exculpatory, like this makes him look better. But honestly, it makes him look worse. Midas Touch said, Trump posts a statement from lawyer David Schoen, who represented both Epstein and Trump, denying that Epstein had any incriminating information on Trump. Interestingly, Schoen says he asked Epstein that exact question just days before Epstein's death. Very curious. And also, if Schoen has both Epstein and Trump as a client, he wouldn't be able to even give that information out in the first place. As Ron Filipkowski points out regarding the same tweet that Trump posted, it just so happens that he was also Trump's lawyer, so he can't reveal anything that would hurt his client Trump without facing disbarment. So Trump is citing his own lawyer, or ex-lawyer if you want to say. Either way, Trump is citing someone who represented him and Epstein to run defense for him and Epstein's connection. What an absolute genius. And you know what the worst part is? MAGA is going to accept this at face value. People like Charlie Kirk will absolutely eat this up. When if this were a Democrat, imagine a Democrat's lawyer, like let's say Chuck Schumer or Hunter Biden. The lawyer says, you know, I was talking to Epstein about Hunter Biden 9 days before he died. Give me a break. Republicans' heads would absolutely explode. Either way, I'm going to leave it at that. If you appreciate this network that we're building, make sure you drop a like. I'm eternally grateful to every single person that spends even a minute with me on a daily basis. We are fighting back against the constant carpet bombing of lies, and we will not stop. So drop a like, scroll down and hit that subscribe button. Again, I am building a coalition of like-minded people who can get on camera and who can push back. And there is no better coalition of like-minded people than you all in the community that we've all built together. So let's keep growing. Love you all. Peace out.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.